it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
We can break it down, we can make it.
Stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
There, this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. How are you doing today? Today I am going to do a repeat of last week's show. I'm very happy to be able to come on into the studio since it's Dominican University of California's radio station for student-run radio. We get to experiment and try out new things, so my job on the planet today is to experiment. I'm glad to be here with you. So here we are, Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, coming to you Mondays, 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu. So I'm going to share a treasure trove of life wisdom and insight on a variety of topics that'll spark your thinking and help you define your purpose. I'll feature news that has caught my eye, some tidbits from my own personal journey, interviews of local everyday folks, letters from listeners, inspirational quotes, music, and more. All of which is meant to encourage you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing. And this show was originally recorded on Monday, March 5th, 2012. Glad to be here with you. You are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Come on in. Let's talk. Wanted to let you know that gratefulness is always at the top of my list. So the first thing I want to do today is acknowledge my good and wonderful friend, Chloe. As of March 5th, she was waiting for her first baby to arrive, she and her hubby, Ben. Chloe, wanted to let you know that I love being your friend. Thank you for being on the planet. And since this show was pre-aired on the 5th and it is now the 12th of March, I just want to let you all know that Chloe did have her baby, a beautiful baby girl, 9 pounds, 8 ounces, McKenna Lynn. So congratulations, Chloe and Ben. I'm dedicating today's show to you. Thank you for your friendship, and I couldn't do it without you. Well, everyone, in dedicating today's show to Chloe and Ben and their new baby, McKenna Lynn, I'm reminded how valuable and important it is to have friends and family in our lives. My wish for you is that you have someone in your life that you can count on as a friend. And even though I may not know you personally, I care for your well-being, and that's why I'm here for you on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Well, with all of that said, let's find out what this week's angel card message is. And it is, let go, relax. And the thing that came up for me when I found out that the angel card was let go and relax was the serenity prayer. So I'm going to say the serenity prayer. And I want to say up front that when I use the word God anytime on my show, that God is how you perceive God. What is it to you, God, as you understand God? I wanted to give you that notion that God is yours. And even if there is no God for you, that's fine too. Here's a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Such a lovely prayer. I'm so grateful that I get to say that. And as usual, I challenge you to see where you can put letting go and relaxing into action in your week, in your life, in your day, in every moment, in as many ways as you can throughout your whole life. All right, let's find out what today's power thought card is. And it is, I trust my inner wisdom. As I go about my daily affairs, I listen to my own guidance. My intuition is always on my side. I trust it to be there at all times. I am safe. And I'm going to repeat the first part of that card. I trust my inner wisdom. What a lovely sentiment. I'd like to thank Louise L. Hay for putting these power cards together. Very, very valuable words and a lot of truth to be known that we can trust our own inner wisdom. And on March 5th, it was a beautiful, beautiful sunny day, gorgeous, heading toward springtime. So let's take a little bit of a break now and listen to a little bit of music. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
The heart is a bloom, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
That was U2 with It's a Beautiful Day. And this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu is a haven for indie artists, poets, and critical thinkers, where you can find 24/7 music, sports, entertainment, news, cultural events, and Dominican University news and sports, all student produced. Tune in and hit our Listen Live button at radio.dominican.edu. And if you happen to miss a favorite show, you can access past shows on demand at our archive podcast list at radio.dominican.edu/podcast.htm. And this just in, the famous Mr. Penguin contest is back, and it's happening Friday, March 16th in the Conlin Center from 6 to 8 p.m., and the doors will be open at 5:30. At 10 p.m. is the black and white dance after the party. Tickets will be on sale in front of Calaruga at lunch and at the front window of the Conlin Center at all times. Tickets are $5 for Mr. Penguin and only $2 for the dance. Go ahead and buy them both at the same time for only $7. All proceeds go toward the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So come and have a fun night and support a good cause on Friday the 16th for the famous Mr. Penguin contest at Dominican University. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. In the news this past week, we had a very sad event, and that is that longtime Marin supervisor Hal Brown died of cancer at age 66. Nels Johnson of the Marin Independent Journal wrote a piece, and I'd like to read it to you here. Longtime Marin supervisor Hal Brown died Friday morning after a 15-month struggle with pancreatic cancer. He was 66. The beloved county politician died at home in Sleepy Hollow, where he had lived for more than four decades. Mr. Brown stepped down from his Civic Center post in October after serving the Ross Valley region for 29 years, saying he was having difficulty recovering from rigorous cancer treatments. Flags at the Civic Center were lowered to half staff in his memory, and Governor Jerry Brown, who appointed Hal Brown to the board in 1982, issued a statement honoring his cousin. Hal was a champion for people of Marin County, to whom he dedicated his life of public service. His concern for the community shined through all of his actions as a public official, and he greeted the greatest of challenges with courage and humor. Board of Supervisors President Steve Kinsey said, "It was a privilege to work and learn alongside Hal. He defined himself through his work, and his commitment to his district's needs will go unrivaled." Kinsey added that Mr. Brown did more to support our county's nonprofits than any other elected official I know. And Supervisor Katie Rice, Mr. Brown's longtime aide, who was appointed to replace him, called it a solemn day. "This is a very, very sad day for the county of Marin, for everyone who has known Hal or worked with him," she said, speaking softly over the phone from the family home. "He will be missed." Sheriff Robert Doyle, a county employee for 42 years, recalled Mr. Brown as a character with a great sense of humor and added that he was a consummate politician. "Everything was local to him," he said. "He took care of his constituents." A luncheon with Mr. Brown at his home would be constantly interrupted by telephone calls and people dropping by with issues to discuss, Doyle said. "Hal will be missed by the entire county family," County Administrator Matthew Himmel said. "He was always straightforward and honest. He dedicated his life to being a great advocate for his residents and always treated county employees with respect and appreciation." Mr. Brown, in announcing his departure from the board last fall, said, "As much as I will miss the job, I look forward to my retirement." He added he had no regrets, other than leaving at a time the county needed to redouble efforts promoting fiscal austerity. "I would have loved to make sure we're on firm fiscal footing," the veteran supervisor reflected, expressing concern about county pension debt. Mr. Brown, the longest-serving supervisor in county history, was noted for an extraordinary open-door policy both at his home and at his Civic Center office for those seeking counsel about complaints, problems, services, or projects. He leaves a political legacy that spans a wealth of achievements, including services for families, the elderly, women, children, students, and nonprofits, as well as programs ranging from pest management and open space acquisition to traffic, fire, and flood control. Supervisor Brown won election 7 times, trouncing all opponents. He is survived by 2 sons, Chris and Michael, 2 grandchildren, and his ex-wife Gloria, whom he regarded as his best friend. His son says, "My father truly loved working for the people. He always said to us, 'I've got the best job in the world.' I know he loved it till the day he retired, and would have kept on working if he could have." And that was said by Michael Brown, Hal Brown's son. And a private family service was planned, and donations in Hal Brown's memory can be made to the Marin Valentine's Ball Foundation at P.O. Box 1612 San Anselmo 94979. I'll repeat that. Donations in memory of Hal Brown can be made to the Marin Valentine's Ball Foundation at P.O. Box 1612 San Anselmo, California 94979. It is very sad to have lost a legacy. In memory of Hal Brown, I'd like to play a little song for you. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu, and we just heard Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. And that is in honor of and in memory of Supervisor Hal Brown. Hal, we'll miss you. Thank you all very much for listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. And I'd like to ask you, how do you spend your time? Well, if you are a college student here, the Dominican University of California occupational therapy students are conducting a research study with freshman day students. They'd like to understand how freshmen are spending their time and how the transition to college has impacted their activities. The study will involve collecting data through text messages, a time diary, and an interview. Students will be reimbursed for the cost of their text messages. If you're interested in helping, please email marie.santana@students.dominican.edu. That's marie.santana@students.dominican.edu. And include your name and phone number when you email, and you can help the occupational therapy department with their survey. Fantastic. Always something going on here at Dominican University. And there's always something going on here in California. Back on the 5th of March, we did have a pair of East Bay quakes that hit 4.0 on the Richter scale. And here's a news report from the Marin Independent Journal for that day. A magnitude 4.0 earthquake centered in West Contra Costa County rattled Marin County on Monday morning, preceded by a 2.9 tremor that many people thought was part of the same instance. There were no immediate reports of damage after the 4.0 shaker that occurred at 5:33 a.m., and it was centered about 1 mile north of El Cerrito. David Schwartz of the U.S. Geological Survey said it looked like there might have been two earthquakes, and a retroactive discovery of the precursor quake is in line with residents' reports of feeling a small jolt followed by the larger shaking. So you had the 2.9 and then the 4.0. Residents across Marin were awakened by the large trembler, and it produced a sharp jolt that shook buildings for several seconds. And BART stopped its trains for 5 minutes after the earthquake to perform routine track inspections. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. And on Thursday, March 8th, 7 p.m. at Community Congregational Church in Tiburon, the Marin Interfaith Street Chaplaincy is hosting a talk with Laura Stivers, Ph.D., Professor of Philosophy and Ethics at Dominican University of California, about her new book, Disrupting Homelessness, Alternative Christian Approaches. Professor Stivers' book is used in ethics and religious studies classes all over the country, and she'll be offering an insightful, informative, and compelling presentation covering the systemic causes of homelessness, the societal attitudes toward poverty, and how hospitality is the work of justice. Even though her book is written from a Christian perspective, people of all faiths will be able to engage with the content of the presentation. Professor Stivers' book presents a viable path for those who are compelled to look for a deeper, more permanent solution to the situation of homelessness. Join Professor Laura Stivers and her host, the Marin Interfaith Street Chaplaincy, Thursday, March 8th, 7 p.m. at Community Congregational Church in Tiburon at 145 Rock Hill Drive in Tiburon. And if you'd like more information, you can visit the website www.homelesschaplaincy.org. Again, that's www.homelesschaplaincy.org. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. If you're interested in emailing me and sending me your thoughts and ideas for the show, please feel free to do so at findingyourvoicewithdjnoni@gmail.com. And if you're interested in accessing resources or information about the show, you can go to my blog at findingyourvoicewithdjnoni.blogspot.com. So great to be here with you. Also wanted to let you know that Free Speech Week is coming up, and there will be a free speech event at the Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley on March 13 as part of Dominican's First Amendment campaign, Stand Up, Sit Down, Speak Out. You can go to standupsitdownspeakout.com and click on the Free to Laugh link to reserve your free ticket for the comedy night at Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley. Free speech rocks, especially when it's funny. Okay, let's move on to another little thing. I recently went to a professional etiquette dinner. It was about professional etiquette during dinner or during lunch when you're out with business colleagues. And it was also about networking. It was a really great event. It was hosted by Dominican Career and Internship Services. And the expert on hand was Cindy Seed, and she is a professional etiquette expert. So she gave us 10 tips for networking success, and I wanted to share them here with you right now. Here we go. 10 tips for networking success by Cindy Seed. Number one, pre-planning is a key to success. At least a day ahead, decide what you will wear to the event. Set all your items aside. Make sure you have a map and the information of where you're going. Number two, at the event, proudly display great name tag etiquette. That is, put your name tag up on your upper right shoulder. Make sure that you write your first name and your last name in good large block letters. Add your business name if you also want to. The reason why you put it in your upper right shoulder is that when you go to shake hands, the person's hand is pointing at your name tag and your face at the same time so they can relate the two. Number three, arrive on time. Always good to do at any event, but particularly a professional event. Number four, introduce yourself. Be brave. Put yourself out there, right? Just go up to people and say, my name is, I would go up and my name's DJ Noni. I'm with radio.dominican.edu. I'm here at the networking event because I want to learn more about what's going on with professional etiquette. Be confident. Number five, when you shake hands, extend your hand for a firm and friendly handshake and make great eye contact with a smile. Cindy said this thing about the little area between your thumb and your forefinger, that web right there. She goes, when you shake, make it web to web and just, you know, make it a good solid handshake. All right, number six, rehearse your introduction. If you can, think about what it is that you're going to say and rehearse it a couple times, either in front of a mirror or with a close friend or family member. It's always helpful to have it down. Number seven, if you're in conversation with someone, exit your conversation politely. If you're done speaking or if you see that there's something that you need to do across the room, just say, excuse me, I think I need to go refill my glass, or excuse me, I see my business colleague that I'd like to welcome, but just gently excuse yourself. Number eight, introduce yourself to your table mates when you come up to a table and introduce yourself around. Don't sit down yet. When you do sit down, sit across from the people that you've introduced yourself to so that you leave space in between for other people to come and sit down. So then you'll get to know more people and the people coming up to the table will feel more welcome because it won't be a bank of people staring them down. It's just a little easier to get into the table that way. And then number 9 and 10 go together. 9 is follow up with new acquaintances and 10 is get permission before sharing contact information. If you collect any business cards when you're at a business event, write the person's name and when and where you met them on the back of the card. Then after the event, send them an email or a handwritten note or both saying, oh, it was great to meet you at the event. Look forward to seeing you again. You know, here's a little bit more about my business and give me a call if you want any information on what I do and would love to see you again out in the world. And then if you need to pass their information on to anyone else and say, may I have your permission to pass your information on to someone that I think could use your services? That gets them to contact you again, but it also just has them giving you permission, and that's a very professional thing to do. It was a really great event. I really enjoyed this professional etiquette event, and I think those are really great hints. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully you'll get something out of those little hints. And this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. And we just heard from the B-52s. That was Cosmic Thing. Thank you so much for listening to the official radio station of Dominican University, radio.dominican.edu. So glad to have you here. Wanted to give you a couple more things from the professional etiquette dinner that I went to. When you sit down at the table, oftentimes you look at your plate and you look at the silverware and the glasses and the napkin and the bread and you're like, which one is mine? Well, Cindy C., the professional etiquette instructor, gave us great information. She said, if you can make the letter B with your left hand, with your forefinger and your thumbs, you know, just make a little circle with your fingers, make it the letter B, you can remember that bread is always on your left side. So bread's on your left side. And she said, if you can make a D with your right hand, your drinks are always on your right side. I thought that was a great hint. So bread's on your left, B, with your left hand, and drinks are on your right, D, with your right hand. I thought that was great. She also said that when you first sit down, if you're sitting down at a hosted table where you've been invited to sit down, wait to put your napkin on your lap until the host puts it on. Otherwise, go ahead and put your napkin on your lap right when you sit down. And then she also said that you use your fork and knife from your utensils from the outside in. So the outermost fork, the outermost knife, or the outermost spoon are the items that you used first when you're eating your meal. There were a whole bunch of other things that she talked about. She said that if there's a basket of bread, you would pass the basket to your right. So anything that you're passing, you always pass it to your right. If it's a plate of fruit, a plate of bread, the butter plate, if you're passing that around, always pass around to the right. She also said that if someone asks you to pass something, for example, the salt or salt and pepper, she said, go ahead and pass it to the closest person who will then pass it to the person who needs it. And she said, if someone asks for the salt, automatically send the pepper too, because often they'll want that as well. So I thought that was really great. And then the last thing she said, there were three more things actually. One is when you're getting in your seat, you pull out your chair and you always enter your chair from the right. That's because the server comes on the left and you don't want to crash into your server. So always enter your seat on the right. And then she said, when you're finished with your meal, put your knife and fork face down, blade in a position on your plate that looks like they're facing 10, 20 o'clock. And that will show that you're done and the plate can be taken away. Don't push your plate forward away from you. Just leave it there with your knife and fork at the 10, 20 position. And then last but not least, take your napkin off your lap and just kind of fold it up gently and put it on the left side of the, you know, right next to your plate. And then everyone knows that you're finished. So those are really great little hints that you can use when you're going to any dinner, but specifically a professional luncheon or a professional dinner. If you're going on a job interview, sometimes job interviews are over lunch. You have some hints for that. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. A few weeks back, I talked about suicide prevention, and I did announce the suicide hotline phone number. That's the Marin Suicide Hotline number, which is 415-499-1100. That's 415-499-1100. That's the Marin Suicide Hotline number. Wanted to make sure that you all heard that one more time. But my friend and listener Carol called in. She said there were two really great books on suicide prevention. So if anyone's out there thinking about it or wants to get some support about it, here are two books that you can read that will help you. The first one is Choosing to Live: How to Defeat Suicide Through Cognitive Therapy by Thomas E. Ellis and Corey Newman. So Choosing to Live: How to Defeat Suicide Through Cognitive Therapy, a very good book. The second book is called How I Stayed Alive When My Brain Was Trying to Kill Me: One Person's Guide to Suicide Prevention. And that book is by Susan Rose Blauner. And the title again is How I Stayed Alive When My Brain Was Trying to Kill Me: One Person's Guide to Suicide Prevention. Both really great books, a good read. And if you are feeling down and low, those are good for you to read. If you know someone who's feeling down and low and is contemplating suicide, please pass those books along and pass the suicide hotline number, which again is 415-499-1100. That's 415-499-1100. You can call that 24/7. You are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. I also talked to another listener last week, and we were talking about what to do when you don't know what to do. I found this personal blog of Michael Hyatt, chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, and he says what to do when you don't know what to do. Just do the next right thing. He gives you 3 points. 1, Forget about the ultimate outcome. He says, we have less control over the outcome than we think. We can influence it, but can't control it. Besides, before ever getting to the final destination, many of the variables will change. Projects and deals have a way of unfolding over time. There will be problems and resources that can't be seen now. Number two, he says, instead, focus on the next right action. Since worrying about the outcome is unproductive, try to think about the next actions that will move you and the project forward. This is far more accessible than something in the distant future. For example, if you're an author, you can worry about whether or not your book will become a bestseller, or you can make sure that you're fully prepped for the interview you have scheduled today. That's the next right action. Number three, do something now. This is key. Something is better than nothing. Too often, we think that we have to have clarity about how it will all turn out. But as we move toward the destination, making course corrections as necessary, we experience clarity. Therefore, it is important to get off the sidelines and get into the game. Wow. So if you're in a situation where you feel overwhelmed, uncertain, and don't know what course to take, just do the next right thing. Now, I talked to one of my listeners, James. I asked him the question, what do you do when you don't know what to do? This is what he said. He said, number one, I step back from whatever it is that I'm doing and I breathe. Number two, he said, I break what I'm doing down into smaller chunks. What I said to that was I remembered a joke from when I was a kid, and that is, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. You can't eat the whole elephant all at once. You got to break it down into smaller bites in order to do it, to eat it. So not that you're going to eat an elephant, but number two, break it down into smaller chunks. And number three that James said, which I heartily, heartily stand behind, is call in support. Call them when you need them, and they can give you some insight and perspective, and they can also help you take that moment where you can step back and breathe. So I thought that was really helpful information about what to do when you don't know what to do. Just do the next right thing. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu.
They say it's all right. They say it's all right. Say it's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now we gonna move it slow. Up in the lights low. When you're moving slow, it feels like a moan. Cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. And now listen to the beat. And kind of tap your feet. Yeah. You got soul. Everybody knows that it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do. Oh, my little soul, make life your goal. And surely something's gotta come to you, and you gotta say it's all right. They say it's all right. Say it's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Everybody clap your hands. Give yourself a chance. You got some. Everybody knows that it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Someday I'll find me a woman who will love and treat me real nice. When my world's gotta go, my love she will know. From morning, noon, and the night. And she's gotta say that it's all right. They say it's all right. Say it's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right.
Oh, it's our everybody clap your hands and give yourself a chance. You got soul, everybody knows that it's alright. Oh, it's alright. You got soul, everybody knows that it's alright. Oh, it's alright.
This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that what you've heard today has helped you. And as always, feel free to toss what doesn't work and use what you like the best. And if you like what you're hearing, I'd like to access links to my resources. You can also find me on my blog at www.findingyourvoicewithdjnoni.blogspot.com. Today's angel card message was, let go. And our power thought card, let me get to that. Our power thought card was, I trust my inner wisdom. As I go about my daily affairs, I listen to my own guidance. My intuition is always on my side. I trust it to be there at all times. I am safe. And I'll say that first part again. I trust my inner wisdom. So I want you to know that these messages are absolutely true. We can trust our intuition and our wisdom. And no matter where we are on the journey of life, remember, we can.
Stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now. We can break it down, we can break it. Stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together.
This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Encouraging you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back with you on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, Mondays 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu.
Stand tall, it